Hey, C3 family, it's Thursday, and we continue on with the goings-on of Paul and trials and tribulations and one leader to another leader with things he was accused of. There's only three more chapters of Acts, and boy, do we cover a lot of ground in these three chapters. So Paul, we know, had appealed to Caesar. He was tired of trying to defend himself, not seeing anything happening, for doing nothing wrong other than to try to tell people about Jesus. And so Paul has appealed to Caesar. We know that. But before anything can happen, King Agrippa comes to visit Festus, and Paul takes this opportunity that he is given. As the beginning of 26 starts, Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak to for yourself." And so Paul doesn't give these little short answers that he is given in these trials. He's got somebody wanting to know his story. And so Paul starts out at the beginning in verse 3 and says, "Hey, just listen to me patiently." He goes and he tells his life story, that he from a small child, he lived the Jewish ways. He followed the Jewish religion, Judaism, that he conformed to the strictest sect of Judaism, and that he was even a Pharisee. And then he brings up this word hope to Agrippa. And he says, "I've got hope in my life now, and that's why they're accusing me." He said, "I was convinced that my life goal was to oppose this Jesus of Nazareth." He talked about going all around, the great lengths that he took to imprison and hurt God's people, and even voting to put them to death. And then again, he gives the story of Acts chapter 9 and tells Agrippa on the road to Damascus, he was going to persecute Jesus' followers, Christians, and he met the resurrected Jesus. He retells that story of Acts chapter 9, and that God had told him that he is to go preach the word. So starting in verse 20 here, we see that he started out preaching in Damascus about Jesus, and then Jerusalem, and then Judea, which is kind of the area that Jerusalem's in, and then to the Gentiles, right, the non-Jewish people, and that he preached a message of repentance. And he says it's because of this, and because of this Jesus, that they seized me and tried to kill me. So he goes and he gives his story, and it's at one point in verse 24, Festus says, "You're crazy, you're out of your mind." And then Paul gently says that this is all true. And he says, "King Agrippa," verse 27, "do you believe the prophets? I know you do." Now that's really important here. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? King Agrippa, being a strong Jew, he knew the prophets. He knew everything the prophets said. And Paul is making the case that Jesus fulfilled what the prophets were talking about for a Messiah. Now listen to this next part. This is my favorite part, one of my favorite parts of all of the book of Acts. "Then Agrippa said to Paul, 'Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?' And Paul replied, 'Short time or long, I pray to God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these chains.'" Isn't that beautiful? That Paul's whole thing here is to convince King Agrippa that Jesus is the Messiah. King Agrippa pushes back a little bit, but can you see the intrigue that King Agrippa had? he shows intrigue here because he says, "Do you think in such a short time you can persuade me?" He didn't say, "I will never, ever adhere to that or believe that." And then he says, "It doesn't matter how long it takes, Agrippa, short or long. I want you and everybody else to believe in Jesus." I love this. That's my favorite part. So then at the end of the chapter, we see that Agrippa looks at Festus and says, "Hey, this guy could have been free if he wouldn't have appealed to Caesar." So a big adventure starts tomorrow in Acts 27.